minute in sports. I'm Jason Dinesen. Golden Gopher football lost to Oregon last night, 42-13. Oregon quarterback Dante Moore was 27 for 30, setting an Oregon school record with a 90% completion percentage. Coach PJ Fleck says the Gophers never got the breaks they needed in order to have a chance.
We needed some things to go our way today, and not many things went our way. But I love how hard our team fought, their dedication to each other. We can do a lot of things better here and there, but you get out of position versus these guys, and it's a huge explosive play because they're so dynamic at every position. Their tight ends, their running backs, their wideouts, they're so explosive. Quarterback was on point. Played one of his best games I've ever watched him play, and that's a credit to them. They came in with 5 days preparation, 5.5 days preparation, and played an elite game. And we got to get better at a lot of things, that's for sure.
The Gophers are at Northwestern next Saturday. The Timberwolves topped the Kings 124-110 Friday night at Target Center in an NBA Cup group stage game. Minnesota outscored Sacramento 32-19 in the fourth quarter to seal the victory. Naz Reid on pulling away in the fourth.
I think just energy, effort plays. Obviously, we could score on offense, but it takes the energy and effort plays to really get everybody going. Getting the crowd in the game, that's huge for us.
Wolves host Denver tonight at Target Center. The Minnesota Wild play two games on home ice this weekend, tonight against Anaheim and tomorrow night against Las Vegas. The puck drops at 5 p.m. both days. Golden Gopher men's basketball hosts Green Bay tonight at 8 o'clock. And the Vikings host the Bears tomorrow at U.S. Bank Stadium with kickoff at noon. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.